this Church of Anoka. It is so good to see each of you, and thank you for taking time out of your busy Christmas Eve festivities to celebrate the birth of our Savior. If you could pull out the bulletin that you were given on the way in, you will see on your bulletin that there is the order of worship, so you can follow along during our service. On the other side of the bulletin is a connect card. And could you each do a favor for me? Could you fill out that connect card with information that you feel comfortable sharing? We like to stay connected with people that come to our church, and one way that is by sending you emails with our newsletters so you know what's going on in our church. So, and after you are done filling that out, tear it off. It's perforated, so you don't have to pull too hard. But tear it off and hold on to it until the offering time. You will notice that today is not a Sunday, but this will give you a taste of what happens each Sunday at our church. And we are very excited to share this service with you. So after our service, if you have some time to spare and you would like to share in some coffee and cookies, you can head to the back to the community room, and there is some cookies and coffee for you to have, and also to spend some time with people in our community, getting to know them. So at this time, I'd like to invite up our Advent wreath lighters.
Walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. We light the Christ candle tonight, and we celebrate the coming of the light that was foretold.
Blessed are you, O Lord, eternally faithful in your promises to us. We rejoice in the birth of the light that we have longed for, and ask for strength to live out our
For a child has been born for us, a son has been given to us. Authorities rest upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom.
O King of nations, and our desired one, cornerstone that makes us all one, come and deliver us whom you formed out of the dust of the earth.
Please be seated.
I'd like to invite all the children up for the children's message. So what are bells commonly used for? For jingling with them? Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, Reese? In church starts, yeah. So they're commonly used to celebrate something, such as church starting or school starting. They're also used to celebrate the joy of Christmas. So what's Christmas all about, guys?
The birth of Jesus. Go ahead.
Giving.
Being with your family.
Birthday.
Christmas. Yeah, family.
Okay, yeah, Christmas is about when Jesus is born and he came to this earth to forgive us from everything that we have done wrong. It's like Jesus' birthday. Now, it's a time of celebration, and we can celebrate Jesus by sharing his love. Now, although these bells that I brought with are these big church bells, they're still not enough to celebrate. Sometimes we feel like we're too small or too young or we're just one person. We feel like we aren't enough to actually make a difference. But just like the little bells, even though we're small, we have a really big voice. During the Christmas season, it's a time to be happy, and we can share happiness with others. So I have a few questions for you guys. Have you ever cheered someone up? Cheer your sister up for hockey? Yeah, after someone trips, you help them up? That's nice. Yeah? Yeah, you helped your friend get up. So how has that made you feel? Did that make you feel better about yourself? Make you feel good? Yeah. So is there anybody in your life who feels sad right now that might need some cheering up? Maybe? Yeah. Okay. Somebody died maybe and they need some cheering up? Yeah. Your great-grandpa died? Yeah, so maybe you need some cheering up. And how can we cheer people up? Maybe by giving them a compliment or something, or making them laugh? Go ahead.
Or giving them a hug.
Giving them a hug, yeah, that's a great way. Playing with them. Yeah, those are all great ways to cheer people up. Okay, we're going to close with a prayer.
Can everyone hear me? Lord, please help us to use these bells to celebrate the miracle of Jesus' birth. Amen.
You can take a bow when you leave.
Thank you.
hear the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver a child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of God, of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. At this time, we are going to be taking an offering. And a portion of this offering will be given to our Good Samaritan Fund. Our Good Samaritan Fund is for people in our church and also in our community in need. So one example of how this fund is used is we give out bags of groceries to people that are struggling with food insecurity. So if you don't feel pressured if you are a guest to give, but we, at United Methodist Church Vanoka, we are encouraged to be generous givers. And if you haven't torn off your Connect card, go ahead and do so and put that in the offering plate as it comes forward.
Thank you. Please be seated. Merry Christmas. It's a joy to have you all here tonight. And I hope that this will mean not just a Merry Christmas for you, but a memorable Christmas because of the joy and the blessedness of the presence of Jesus Christ in your Christmas. I really did expect to be hearing more of those little bells ringing by now. Where are those bells? Can we hear them just once? Okay, there we go. Thank you. Good deal. Great. I learned recently that people take more pictures at Christmas time than at any other time during the year. And I guess it makes sense that people do that. I just never thought about it. Did you know Americans take 105 billion pictures a year? 105 billion. And 40% of those are taken between December 1st and January 1st. And it means that each person has taken, I think, 142 or something like that. So if you're behind, somebody else is probably ahead on theirs and is taking pictures. There are just so many things to take pictures of at this time of year. Pictures of children with Santa and pictures of family gatherings and work parties and just all kinds of things that are going on at this time of year to take pictures of. And those pictures never really capture everything that we want to be captured in them. A picture just can't do that. I want to show you a picture that was taken just recently. This is a group of our church who went to Mercy Hospital a few days ago to go caroling around the units in Mercy Hospital. And at the end of our singing, we stopped and took a picture together. And it's like a lot of times when you try to take a picture of something big that's happening, you can't get everything in that you want to get in. And so the person taking the picture keeps backing up until she hit the wall and couldn't go back any further. And then she says, "You on the left, move in closer. You on the right, move in closer and scrunch closer together. Let's try to get everybody in." And then you get the picture. Only this picture still doesn't show everything that was going on. It doesn't show that was the coldest night of the year so far. And all those people came out to sing and to bring joy to people in the hospital. And it doesn't show that there were a whole lot of people in the hospital that night. People who were sick, people who had had surgery, people who had been injured. And it doesn't show the surprise and the joy that lit up their faces as they heard someone coming around singing the songs of Christmas joy to them. You just can't capture all of that in a picture. Even though it's really a very small story that Christmas is all about. It's a little story, even though it begins in the way Luke tells it in the Bible. It begins by talking about an emperor, Caesar Augustus, and a governor named Quirinius. And this story is really about a woman who had a little baby in a backwater town. And what would those emperors and government officials, what would they care about that? Little could they know at that moment that this baby would be the one who would change the world. It all started a few months back when Mary received a visit from an angel who told her that she'd be having a baby. And Joseph also received a visit who told them that Mary would be having a baby and that they should be together. And when the time came a few months later that they had to take a trip, they had to go to Bethlehem because they were being sent there. The law required them to do it, to go there, to participate in a census. And that was the ancestral home of Joseph. He had to travel there. And it was several days' travel from their home up in Nazareth down to Bethlehem. And I can imagine they traveled maybe with Joseph on foot and Mary on a donkey. And every night, wherever they were, they had to find a place to lodge. And if they couldn't find any place, then they just had to sleep by the side of the road. And by the time they arrive in Bethlehem after days of travel, they're tired and they arrive too late. The inn is full. but apparently a kindly innkeeper suggested that there's one place they might get shelter for the night. That would be in the stable. And so they go there where at least they're protected from the elements. And it's while they're there that the time comes and the baby is born. And they wrap the baby up in bands of cloth blanket they had brought along. The baby was born there, in that place. They say that a picture is worth a thousand words. Lots of people have tried to portray what this event looked like, this birth of Jesus in Bethlehem that night. And every artist has their own take, their own interpretation of it. I just want to share this one with you. This one was painted in the 1400s by a man named Domenico Ghirlandaio. If you look at the column right in the middle, at the very top, if you squint your eyes, you might be able to make out the Roman numerals that have the year, 1485. He put that in the painting. That was the year he finished painting this. This painting focuses, of course, on Jesus lying there, looking as if there's light coming out of his body. And Mary and Joseph, his parents, they're caring for him. Usually in pictures like this, you see hosts of angels. Only there's just one angel in this picture, and you might have missed it. If you see Joseph is kind of looking up like this at the sky, and if you look up in the left-hand corner at the top, you see one angel still up there, and it looks like he's looking back over his shoulder just to be sure everything's going all right before he flies away. And a lot of times these pictures portray the three wise men, kings from the east in all their royal finery. They don't figure very prominently in this picture. If you look back in that crowd that's coming up the path, see the archway there on the left. There are three men right under the arch. That's the three wise men, but they're very small in this picture. Because it seems that what the artist wants to draw our attention to here is the shepherds. Shepherds on the right-hand side. Shepherds who have heard the message of the angel about this birth and have come in from the countryside to see this thing that they've heard about. And those shepherds come close. And I especially want you to look at that shepherd in front who's kneeling and kind of looking back at the other two. That shepherd is the artist. He put himself in the picture. And he's holding his right hand, his painting hand, over his heart. And with his left hand, he's pointing down at the baby, at Jesus, to make sure that we don't miss what this is really all about. This is really all about Jesus. There's so much that is a part of this story, it might be easy to miss that. There's so much that happens at Christmas time that it might be easy to forget that this is really all about Jesus, about his coming into the world. I kind of get it why he painted himself into this picture, because I always feel like there's something about this picture that makes you want to be a part of it. There's something about the story of the birth of Jesus that makes you want to be in it. And I think that's why we celebrate Christmas every year. Why we're drawn back to this story year after year, century after century. And if we step inside it, and if we let our guard down, then what we discover is that God is revealed to us in the flesh of a human being. And so human flesh, human life, doesn't just matter. It's not just important. This story goes way beyond that. It says that human life is sacred, because this human life is what revealed to us the eternal God of all the universes. God came to us in human flesh. And if we think about what that means, if it's really true, that means for us is, first of all, that we need to honor that sacredness in every person that we meet, in every human life. We need to honor what God has placed there. But also, we need to receive the gift that is given to us in every human being that we meet. And we need to discover that part of God that is revealed in the human flesh, the human person that is before us, whoever it might be. God was revealed in something like that. And so what that means is, means that Russian diplomats and ISIS terrorists, it means college football players and moms who stayed home from church tonight to cook, they're all sacred, every one of them. It means that Cuban dictators and all the people who ran for president this year, it means that every person we know, they're all sacred. And me, and you, and the person I fear the most, the person we dislike the most, all sacred, every one of them. Because the great surprise, the great truth of Christmas is that God came to live among us as one of us. Let us pray. God of glory, we thank you for the hope and the promise that is ours at Christmas. We thank you for a place of warmth and light, for food to eat, for love to share. We remember tonight all those who are in need or pain, all who live with fear or violence or war, all who struggle with addiction or illness or grief, all who have lost heart or lost hope. God, you've poured out your love for the world, so help us now to see the signs of your love in this world. Work in us, even in our doubts, and renew in us a longing for a life transformed by your presence. We praise you today for Jesus Christ, who came to save us from sin and death. We thank you for the song of the angels, and ask that our celebration of your coming may overflow in goodwill to all those around us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing Silent Night together, and as we do, I'm going to invite you to stand, and if you'll take your candle and flip the switch on the bottom to turn it on, stand. May we go out tonight with the true hope of Christmas, the deep peace of Christmas, the miraculous possibility of the birth of Jesus Christ. Go in peace.